So we pointed out that the tachlis of our lives, namely dveikus b'kadosh baruch hu, is eina magia ela mikoach kibutz kol ha'emtzayim asher nimtzu'u v'asher shimshu l'hagio, to take that which is possible for us. We pointed out that out of the 613 mitzvahs, we're down to about 70 mitzvahs asei out of 248. We're down to 100 or so mitzvahs lotasa out of the 365. And those are the ones we have to concentrate on in terms of using everything else as a background for those mitzvahs. In other words, our purpose is not those mitzvahs. Just like, for example, there's a din of every day one should say mea brachos. So, you know, it's one sort of works one's life around making mea brachos a day. So here one works one's life around trying to mekayim these mitzvahs in the best possible manner. That every mitzvah can be done in a qualitative manner, or it could be done as a habit. And to the degree that one puts oneself into the mitzvah, that's the degree that mitzvah has meaning. That we have to understand there's a very big difference if, let's say, you're buying a car. And there's a scratch in the car. Okay, there's a scratch on the car. So it takes $10 off of the value of the car. But if you buy a diamond, there's a scratch in the diamond, that takes a tremendous, percentage-wise, a tremendously greater percentage of the value. I mean, that everything that's when you're dealing with things that are valuable, everything is magnified. Every flaw is magnified. So in terms of mitzvahs, one can't use the same standards as, you know, well, you know, it's like in baseball, if I'm batting 350, that's, you know, that's an MVP batting average in baseball. That's very, very good. But if I'm batting 350 in Shmirah Shabbos or 350 in Hanachas Tefillin, that's, you know, it's not the same as in baseball. That's the Vaday hu adiktuk shi'edukta kol inyan hamitzos v'havoda muchrach shi'e betachlos adiktuk. We have to compare it not to playing ball, where, you know, 365 is enough, but to weighing diamonds, that if there is a difference in terms of a quarter of a carat, an eighth of a carat, that changes the value of the diamond tremendously. I was for a period of time when I was in NYU, I was a chemistry major, until I took quantitative analysis. And I took quantitative analysis. It's a course where you spend the whole course in front of this scale, which is in a vacuum, and you have to constantly measure small things, and any slight change in terms of a particle of dust that may fall on it, that will change the whole equation. Then you have to put in a finagle factor and hope the professor doesn't notice it. When we're dealing with something which is shokle ha zoha v'hapininim l'rov yokra, then any mistake, any slight deviation is something which has tremendous meaning. And that's why, you know, a non-from Jew looking at an esrog. I'm looking at it. It's an esrog, you know. So what's a dot? I mean, what's a big dot in this big esrog, etc.? But to us, a dot in an esrog can pass the esrog if it's in the wrong place. If you have a set of tefillin that you paid thousands of dollars for, and there's a little ink missing in one of the letters, so you didn't put on tefillin your entire life. Again, intention, you had wonderful intention. Gosh, Baruch Hu certainly takes that into account. But the bottom line is you didn't put on tefillin. Any small amount can break the mitzvah, because we're dealing over here with the means of getting to Olam Haba. Todosam no letis b'shleimus ha'amiti v'yikara nitzri en yakar l'mala mimena. And who adin in terms of giving tzedakah? If you give tzedakah and you forget to smile, that's a very, very, that's a mum in the tzedakah. I mean, the person who's receiving it isn't only looking at the money he's receiving, he's looking more for the yachas. He's looking for that you'll realize that it's not easy for him to go around and collect tzedakah. This is not something which a person finds, I mean, most people, that they would find comfortable. It's embarrassing. And so if you can allay their embarrassment with a kind word, with a smile, etc., that's over here. And if that's missing, then the shlemus of the giving of tzedakah is missing. Ha'yikor ha'nitzri en yikor ha'mimenu. Now we're going to summarize. It's like the 10th summary in this parak. urak lekayim mitzvos v'la'amod v'la'avod v'la'amod b'nisayon. That we have to be very, very single-minded about what we're doing in the world. Everything else is very, very beautiful. Everything else is very, very wonderful. But it's all tafel. It's all tafel to what our being in this world is. Hanos ha'olam ein roi shiyulo elo le'ezer le'siyua. Seeing Niagara Falls is a powerful experience. Listening to a Mozart concert is something which opens up one's emotions. Going to a museum can be a tremendously enriching experience. Reading Chaucer and Blake and I don't know whoever else one reads. In other words, these can sensitize a person to that which exists in the human dimension and the natural dimension, but it has to be used as an ezer v'siyua she'elo nachat ruach v'yishuv hadad l'man yuchal lefanot libo l'avodah hazot. So go to a museum in order to be able to learn better. Go to a concert in order to be able to relate to your family and to your wife better. In other words, that the ikar over here is mitzvos. Gemilas chesed is a mitzvah. Kibbutz Avim is a mitzvah. Learning is a mitzvah. Eating matzah is a mitzvah. That's what the ikar is, and all the rest one has to build around it. Laman yuchal lefanot libo ha'avodah hazot ha'mutelet alav v'amnam. Ra'ui lo shetiyeh lo kol peniyato rak leborei yitbarach. In other words, if he's going to go to Niagara Falls, he should say Magadul Masecha Hashem. If he's going to see a statue of Michelangelo, he said Hakadosh Baruch Hu, look what kochos you gave man. And how they can be used to build and to create. You know, it's everything should be. How do I relate to Hakadosh Baruch Hu via what I'm doing? Shlo yelo shum tachus acher b'chol maase shiyase im katan im gadol elol hiskarev elav yitbarach. To be able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in nature, in biology, in physics, is very, very beautiful. It means that's your function in the world. You're taking off the masks. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're taking off the masks, and you're able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that should be the function, rather than wow, that was it's a mind blowing experience. Heina kol inyanei achomriyut v'hatoli bohem ad sheimoshech acharav yitbarach mamash kebarzo achar even hashoevet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation where he is the magnet, we are the metal, but between the magnet and the metal we have all of these mechitzos. To remove the mechitzos such that the metal should fly to the magnet, those are the nisyonot that would have to overcome in life. Chomash yuchal achshov shu emtsoi lekurva hazo yirdof acharav. Then there's nothing in life which is neutral. Every act in life is either going to bring you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu or farther from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and 90% of it is a question of context. Sometimes playing ball will bring you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes it'll bring you farther. In the middle of learning, someone says, hey, let's play ball, that's taking you away from Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you have no koach to learn, someone says, hey, let's play ball, say, oh, maybe if I play ball, I'll get out my excess energy, I'll be able to learn. So if it's going to bring you closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then run to it. And if it's going to bring you farther from Kadosh Baruch Hu, then run away from it. Ke'esh. Kinyan she'ne'emar, dafka nafshi acharecha, bi tamcha yeminecha. But we realize, and I know that this is an overused metaphor, but it's very true, that if one is just going to tread water, one's not treading water. If one is going down, life is, you're on a down escalator. You have to move. You have to move in order to be able to maintain any sort of equilibrium. One has to always be in motion. So either you're going to be pushing the down further, or you're going to be, by moving upward slowly, treading water, or you're going to pull yourself towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's nothing which is neutral. Kevan shebiyaso l'olam eina elo l'tachlus hazeh, namely, to achieve kirva, to achieve dveikus, the mitzvos are means to that end. Hinei achar shiyadana mitperetz lenu amita takal hazeh. Now we just have to see how to do it. In other words, now that we know where we're heading, and we know the general principles, so we need a handbook of how to move step by step towards Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll take the direction, the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yair, where the rungs of the ladder are Zehirut, Zrizut, Nikiyut, Prishut, Tahara, Chasidut, Anava, moving into the stratosphere, Yirat Chet V'Kedusha, V'Yinei Nevarim Echad Echad B'Siyat L'Shmaya. Okay, so Bli Neder, when we meet again, the Zman begins on Tuesday, but we'll begin Mishas Yesharim after we've already dipped ourselves into this knot. So we'll begin Bli Neder on the Wednesday after Sukkot with the Yomidas HaZehirus. Had it been Midas HaZehirus, I probably would have come in on Tuesday morning. But for Zehirus, we could hold off until Wednesday. We have a